Morning. Daunting task to follow Judge Willett and to try to encapsulate one of the biggest Supreme Court terms in modern memory in 29 minutes and 30 seconds, but we'll give it a shot. Add to that the difficulty of doing a roundup when, and I'll run the risk of being a DC guy referring to cattle, many of the prize steers have yet to come in from the pasture. The court has about 10 days left in its term and something like a third of its decisions yet to be decided. So if you're a Supreme Court follower, it will be a very exciting fortnight. Looking at the term kind of from a 30,000 foot perspective, there are a couple of different dimensions of interest, I think, to the legal community and the general public, frankly. The first is just, it is stacked with major cases of interest to the legal community, but also the general public. We have, across the whole range of substantive areas of law, the Carpenter case involving the warrantless seizure of cell phone records. I dare to say probably everybody in this room has an interest in that, if you're carrying a cell phone. A trio of election law cases involving political gerrymandering claims that really could reshape the way elections work in the country. Case about same-sex marriage and religious liberty, the Masterpiece Cake Shop case involving a baker who declined to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Sports gambling, Murphy v. NCAA case, employee rights and arbitration, the Epic Systems case, and even the case about how you collect sales tax if you're buying stuff over the internet, which again, I venture to say that everybody in this room probably has an interest in. There's kind of a second dimension of interest to this term, which is it's the first full term for Justice Neil Gorsuch. He joined the court at the very end of the previous term, but we now have a little bit more data about his voting patterns and how he's approaching his job and settling in. And with Justice Kennedy turning 82 next month, there is inevitable spring-summer speculation in Washington, D.C. about whether there will be a retirement and if we might have another change in personnel on the court and what that might mean.